Welcome.
And welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. On Brandler Bits, we talk about one of my favorite topics often, and that is change. And that will be how we're going to start today, talking about change. Now, some people know this, that the process of change is three steps up and two steps back. It's what happens with change. Most people gain great insights when they're changing, but ironically, most of those insights occur during the two steps back. It's what happens. Then, unfortunately, there are those people who appear to be moving in the right direction, appear to really be turning it around, using those three steps up, everything's going well, and then for some unknown reason, plummet way down on those two steps down. They manage to put a gigantic monkey wrench into their own success. These people are saboteurs. Saboteurs use all of the best tools they can in order to sabotage their success. They'll use alcohol, drugs, food, spending, gambling, relationships. They'll do any of that. Or some of them are just even more specific and just stop doing the things that work. They're really awesome at that. Something's working real well, I'm just going to do the opposite and just stop doing it. When I work with people that are self-saboteurs, we usually ask the obvious question, like, what happened? And inevitably, they don't know. They haven't a clue. They just know one day I was doing well, and the next minute, I don't know, and that's kind of conversation starts and ends there with the, I'm going to get back and start again. Terrific. Great. Interesting. The person will keep going, get back on top, do the three steps up, and they'll get back and climb back up the mountain, continue to do well, and then they somehow fall down again. And this happens pretty predictably over and over again. This time, however, when we ask the question, what happened? They seemingly know what happened. It seems to just magically fall into place. The person will talk about their fears. Fears of being successful. Fears of failing. People will inevitably say, I'm good at failure, but I don't know if I'm good at success. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I don't know if I know how to be happy with myself. Self-destructive behavior for many people is a long-standing pattern. Sometimes these date all the way back to childhood, sometimes due to an unresolved trauma or an unresolved loss. What the person knows is how to cope, barely, but their self-destructive, self-defeating behaviors are the way that they choose to do that. Some people do not have an unresolved trauma, an unresolved pain, but their day-to-day functioning keeps them from succeeding. They have fears about what others will think or what they will say about them. Their discomfort makes them self-sabotage, pull the rug out from them again and again and again, continue to fail when it'd be very easy to succeed. That fear is pretty powerful. Self-saboteurs need to recognize that life is really about failing and being booed. Yes, people are going to boo you. That's just a fact of life. Some people are going to boo you to your face. Some people are going to boo you behind your back. But it's what we do. We fail. We fail often. We get off the deck and succeed, but we fail often. It is the art of learning how to continue to go forward that separates out the self-sabotagers from the successful people. And it's funny to me that all the self words give us some definitions that are helpful. Self-saboteurs are self-explanatory, but you can have better self-care, practice better self-esteem, and improve your authentic self. That's how this works. We improve on the inside. We improve ourselves. So for all the people listening who have a tendency to self-sabotage, do something very important. Stop. And evaluate. And explore. And identify what you do and how you do it. Find a trusting person that you can discuss this with. Commit to some small steps of change. And be aware that when you start succeeding, you are at the highest risk to pull the rug out from yourself again. If you are honest with yourself and honest with the trusting people around you, you will succeed just by getting over that hurdle. And you'll notice how you can keep going forward and forward and forward and ultimately succeed and change. Yes, you will note, change is indeed possible. If you have any questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, feel free to contact me at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits, and we'll be back with some more bits coming up soon.